In 1776, as you well know, the United States of America declared its independence from King George III of England. And of course, we mark that Declaration of Independence as the birth of freedom in our country. No longer under this tyrannical ruler, we think of ourselves as being free to do what we like in this great country. Perhaps in our American way of thinking, then, we get a little bit cautious or leery of the idea of being under a king. We think of a king as one who perhaps can't be trusted, a king as one who may exploit his subjects, one who doesn't honor his subjects, but simply uses them. We think of a king perhaps as one who keeps people from being truly free, because after all, it was when we got out from under a king that our nation really became a free country. But it's precisely the opposite when we honor Jesus Christ as our king. He is the one who leads us into true freedom. He is the one who loves his subjects to the point that he lays down his life so that they might have life. Today's observation in the church is the solemnity of Jesus Christ, the King of the universe. So it's a very particular day when we come together to reflect on what it means for Christ to be our King. And as I said, to our American sensibilities, it's a little bit offensive to suggest that we ought to be submissive or in submission to someone else, because that makes us feel like we're not really free then. We think of freedom as having the absolute ability to decide what we do with our life. I determine what career I'm going to have. I determine who's going to be my friend. I determine what I'm going to do with my time, with my resources, and so forth and so on. And so to be in submission to someone else makes me feel like, oh, I don't have the freedom to govern my life as I want. But Christ is the King who leads us into true freedom. God made us for freedom. St. Paul, in his letter to the Galatians, says, "For freedom, Christ set you free." God made us for perfect joy. He made us for a greater joy than we have ever experienced in this life. And that joy only comes from experiencing intimate union with God. And he gave us free will so that we could choose that. As I've said many times, we can't force anyone to love us. That's not love, then, if it's forced. So God gives us free will so that we can choose to love him. And so making choices that lead us to a deeper love of God, that's what leads us into true freedom. That's how Christ can be our King, even while we place ourselves in submission to him. Now, this word submission carries with it, I suppose, a lot of negative connotations. But let's look at the origins of that word. The word submission comes from two Latin words, sub and missio. Sub meaning under, missio meaning mission. So to be in submission to another means I place myself under the mission of the other person. Submission is not, okay, bind my arms, my hands, and I will be your slave, your servant forever. And I will let you do whatever you want, including abusing and using and exploiting me for all that I've got. That's not what submission truly means. Being placed under the mission of the other means I take all that I am, my mind, my memory, my will, all my faculties, my gifts, my talents, my affections, I place all of that at the service of the other for the accomplishment of the mission. Okay. So, Christ the King wants to make us partakers in this mission. What is his mission? If we don't know what his mission is, we'll have a hard time serving it. It's very clear in today's readings that the mission of Christ the King is to go out to the fringe of the world and to gather in all those who are lost, who have strayed, those who are injured, those who are sick, those who are hungry, those who are thirsty, strangers, those who don't even have the basic necessities of life, those who are in prison, any who are in need. I think that includes all of us. His mission is to go out into the world and gather them all in. Why? So that we can be in his flock. The psalmist speaks so beautifully about what it means to be a member of the flock of the Good Shepherd. And it's not chiefly based on what the sheep does, but on what the shepherd does. The shepherd leads us into verdant pastures and gives us repose, leads us by restful waters, refreshes our soul, guides us in right paths, spreads the table before us in the sight of our foes, anoints us with oil, and makes it so that only goodness and kindness follow us all the days of our life. Isn't that what we long for? We long for this freedom where the Good Shepherd provides all of our needs, and by our trust in him and our declaration of dependence on him, he satisfies the deepest longings of our soul. You notice that in this scene of final judgment from Matthew's gospel, the criteria are laid out very clearly. The question is, how did you care for those who were in need? How faithful were you in carrying out the mission that Christ entrusted to you? Did you give food to the hungry, drink to the thirsty, welcome to the stranger, clothing to the naked, care for those who were ill and in prison? When we were baptized priest, prophet, and king. King! So that means that in being subjects of Christ the King, in placing ourselves in submission to him, he actually makes us co-rulers. He gives us a share in his kingship because he wants us to go out into the world and carry out his mission, bring that mission to greater and greater degrees of fulfillment. He wants to gather all of the people of the world into that one flock so that he can let them know what it means to have the Good Shepherd's care. The Good Shepherd's care, his solicitude, his love, and providence. Are we willing then to make the declaration of dependence? Or will we hold stubbornly to our independence and tell God that we want to do things our own way? We want to carry out our own designs and agendas in this life. He teaches us in his wisdom that his way leads to the fulfillment of our desires. Our way might temporarily make us happy, bring us pleasure, but ultimately it's in following him and placing ourselves in submission to him and his will for our life that we're brought to those verdant pastures and given the joy that we long for. We who are sort of in the fold already, so to speak, need to make sure that we experience God's providence and really allow ourselves to be shepherded. Then when we learn more and more how to be more authentic members of the flock, we can go out to the highways and byways and bring in all those other people who are seeking and longing for true freedom.